It's known as the Old Stone Fort, but using the term fort is perhaps a bit liberal. While the structure was strong, it served other purposes, and the place still shares the story of the early history of East Texas yet today. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
On the campus of Stephen F. Austin University, you'll find a building whose age makes it stand out from the surrounding campus buildings.
The original stone house was built by Antonio Healy Barbo around 1788, between 1788 and 1791. It was used very briefly by Antonio Healy Barbo as a house, and then he began using it as a store.
Carolyn Spears is the director of what is today known as the Stone Fort Museum. There were 9 subsequent owners who mostly used the rooms of the building to rent as space for stores, saloons, or even a courthouse. The area around Nacogdoches was a place where European powers interacted with the Caddo Nation of Native Americans.
The Spanish military wanted to protect the land from the French that they perceived as encroaching. The church wanted to spread religion and found missions. And the French just want to trade.
Today, this place is known as the Old Stone Fort.
The stone house was the strongest building in town. The walls were 3 feet thick.
But it was really never a fort, just a strong building that could be used as a safe haven if there was a skirmish leading up to the fight for Texas independence. The name probably can be attributed to a business.
John S. Roberts, who was one of the saloon managers in the 1850s-60s, he put a sign up. That's the name of his business. And he thought it was fun. It was the Old Stone Fort Saloon.
Today, the Old Stone Fort Museum is a place that reminds visitors of the original thick-walled structure that served a number of purposes for the citizens of this area. Traveling the countryside in Nacogdoches, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.